Miami aliens, Peru aliens, sightings are on the rise. And as these sightings are on the rise, we're always going to have the question, is it real? Is it not real? Why is there no evidence? One of the complicated aspects of the paranormal is understanding that our adversary does not operate in the dimension that you and I operate under. Ephesians 6:12 describes to you the dimension that we're battling. And these are entities that rely on a different dimension. These are entities that operate on a different type of a realm. This is why sometimes you may walk into a house, I don't know if it's ever happened, and you can feel entities all around. You can feel them. You can't see them. You can't pull out a 4K camera and take a snapshot of it. But you can sense and you can realize that there's something evil lurking around the corner. Something else to consider, and it's that the powers that be that run this world have technologies that, quite honestly, we aren't prepared to witness just yet. When we look at films like The Predator, if you remember that movie The Predator, he used to make this weird noise and he was blurry. You could see there was something there, but he was blurry. You can walk into the jungle. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, was the character. He would be there and you would hear the noise of the predator. But you couldn't see it. You can see a blurry type of an effect. Well, the powers that be have technologies that mimic that already. If you look at films like Harry Potter, where they had this invisibility cloak, it was like this robe that you can put on you that you could become invisible in a room. Do you know that those technologies are something that they're already boasting about 4 or 5 years ago?
Now you see it, now you don't. Well, almost. A new so-called invisibility cloak called Adaptive has been tested, which could one day help military vehicles blend into their surroundings and avoid heat-seeking missiles. So, how does it work? Well, this cloak is basically a sheet of hexagonal pixels that can change temperature very quickly. Onboard cameras can pick up the background scenery, then display that infrared image onto the cloak, allowing even a moving tank to match its surroundings. The makers' BAE system say a vehicle can also pretend to be something else. For example, here on the left, you can see a tank with Adaptive off. Then on the right, you can see it with the technology on, and it's mimicking a car nearby. This, the company says, will reduce the chances of it being attacked. It apparently works both in the day and night, and when the vehicle is moving.
If that was 4 or 5 years ago, imagine where these technologies are in our present every single day and age. So there are going to be events that you and I may experience in a day-to-day occurrence that may seem alien to us, but in reality, for all we know, there are CIA and government-style experiments happening all around us. Yes, I know, Tally, conspiracies, I know. Just about any conspiracy that you call a conspiracy has come out to be truly. So hear me out here for a moment. When you think about our very own military, it had an ad of the soldier of the future.
This is the U.S. Army's concept of the soldier of the future. This video makes it look like it's just a better equipped soldier. But notice the words neural engineering. That can mean a brain implant that connects a human to computers. The defense agency DARPA has been working on an advanced implant that would essentially put the human brain online. There could also be eye and ear implants, and more circuitry under the skin to make the ultimate fighting machine. Americans are going to have to decide whether this is ethical, because some in our military clearly want it. The super soldiers of the future could simply have enhanced abilities, or they could be part man and part machine, what are known as cyborgs. China is already developing biologically enhanced super soldiers, using what former director of national intelligence John Ratcliffe called unethical medical experiments.
And that ad even included neurological advances in the mindset of the future soldier, which is a fancy term for gene editing. However, it's not just gene editing that they're doing already, that they're broadcasting it to humanity and mankind, but they do have such technologies that they can appear in certain places and be there, and you may not be able to even know it. Or if you see something, you may get spooked, just like in the movie The Predator, where you would know that something's there. It's alien to you, but it's a modern day technology. And some of these technologies can appear as UFOs, and you may think that, whoa, these are alien visitors, but it's a CIA experiment or a government experiment that's actually taking place to see what people do and how they react and how they function. So not everything is paranormal. There's a lot of things that are myths, a lot of things that are hoax. There's a lot of things that are simply technologies that are alien to us, but in reality, to the world leaders, they're not alien to them. So this can definitely explain some of the sightings that are occurring, because they're on the rise. And a good percentage of these that are on the rise are lies and deception, for sure. However, they're on the rise. And as they're on the rise, you must also understand that principalities, entities, they operate in a different realm, in a different dimension. We operate in the third dimension. And even within the third dimension, some of the things that we can comprehend are with our 3D type of an eyesight, right? But if these beings operate in a different realm, it may be difficult to see what's actually happening around us. You may see shadow demons. You may see shadow entities. You may see what you may call a gray alien. You may see what you may call a 7-8 foot being that's manifesting before you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The number one mistake that sometimes we make is that Satan's gonna play by the rules of this earth. He's not. People forget that Satan is a deceiver. He's a shapeshifter. He can masquerade however he has to masquerade to make his impact be known wherever he wants it to be known. Because he is a deceiver, and that's what he does. He deceives and he lies. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that people are experiencing entities all around them and they can't pull out their camera and pinpoint what's wrong. I mean, think of moments in your household that you've arrived home and everyone has a bad attitude. There's a problem with the kids. There's a problem at the house. Everyone's quarreling, and you sit there and you think to yourself, what is happening right now at this very moment? You can't pull out your camera to take a picture of what is happening, but in the spiritual realm, you can feel that heaviness all around you because there are entities manifesting. You may not be able to pull out a camera to take a look at it, but there are entities all around us, and they have seducing spirits, 1 Timothy 4:1, okay? And they operate most and foremost with our thought life, with our thought life. This is why the Word of God tells you to cast down imaginations. Why? Because the number one threat to us as believers is that thought process, that mindset. Bigfoot sightings, alien sightings, shadow demons. These things, you're going to hear more and more and more reports happening all around us because we're in a society that, sadly, the occult has been openly accepted. Many of these things we will not be able to explain with a natural eye. Many of these things are simply paranormal phenomena that are happening, but in reality, all it is Ephesians 6:12. These are diabolical entities. There's also technologies out there, in China as an example. They have technologies that they can make cities appear. There are people that will tell you that they've seen floating cities in the air, in the skies.
This video surfaced out of China, and it looks like their city is floating in the clouds. Of course, we can't verify if the video is real or not, but we have seen things like this before. This is a type of superior mirage called a fata morgana, where air temperature near the surface is actually cooler than the air above. It can make objects appear like they are stacked on top of each other, or in this case, like a city floating in the clouds.
Meanwhile, a resident there living in Yantai City of East China's Shandong Province was stunned by the sight of a mirage that towered across the skyline on early Monday morning. Seen from the 17th floor where Wei Ping lives, tall buildings and tower cranes appeared to rise up amid thick clouds. The patterns in the mirage are typically blurred and shimmering with a resemblance to human-made structures. They are similar to a reflection seen in water.
There are technologies out there that allow them to spray certain type of materials in the skies, right? People used to call them chemtrails. That was a conspiracy back in the day, but now we see that they actually do cloud seeding. It's funny because in the early 2000s, people would say, that's a conspiracy. They don't cloud seed. Impossible for them to manipulate the weather. Technologies to manipulate the weather? No, that's a conspiracy. But now you see that they actually spray action items in the sky to make it rain. So there are technologies out there for them to make things appear even in the sky. And if the Word of God tells you that there are going to be fearful sights in the heavens, they can easily manipulate with technology the sky. They can easily make things appear if they want to. There's been reports of people in China talking about mysterious floating cities appearing. Obviously, when investigated, they're not there, but people see them. Why? Because they can do a lot of wicked things. In Las Vegas, they have this new technology out there. It's like a big globe. And when you see what they can do with this type of technology, right? In China, they have these ads that are 3D, 4D, 5D ads that when you see them, it's like they're popping out and just attacking you even. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So while there is a lot of questioning to happen when it comes to the Miami event, I want you to also remember that with the myths, that with the hoax, there's always events that are happening that you will not be able to pull out your camera and pinpoint to it and take a picture. Let me give you an example. You that's watching this, and please comment in the comment section. Throughout the week, do you not go through a period of time, maybe 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that anxiety starts to creep in and you have thoughts that are going in your head that are not your own thoughts? Comment in the comment section. Let me know that you have thoughts. You have even arguments at nighttime. You're staying up arguing with people with made up thoughts that you don't even know why you're arguing with them. You're arguing scenarios that you can't even argue. You don't even know why. Can you take out a camera and take a snapshot at whatever is throwing those thoughts in your mind? You can't. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You can take a picture of flesh and blood, but of entities, they're all around you. You can see it in the attitude that people take upon you. You can see it in the disdain that people have for fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. You can see it in the way that people act with each other.
So, Hobbsy, tell me something.
Shoot.
The other day you were down in the basement reading an old file.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it looked like there was some kind of map in there. I was wondering, you go somewhere?
Yeah, I went up the country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to get out of town. Huh?
Lovely, fresh air.
Yeah. I used to do that, go up to a house in the mountains and sit by the water. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, where'd you go?
Why you ask, look?
Come here. Come on, come here. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Lou.
What?
You always saying that you wanna be free, but I'm running down.
Mike. Mike.
Yeah, Tucker.
Why were you singing that song?
Song?
The song. Why were you singing that song?
I was singing something?
They put you up to this? Why were you singing that song?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tucker.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
You don't need a 4K camera to take a picture of the entities that are all around us. They're actually all around us. You just can't see it because you don't have discernment. But that discernment can be found in Jesus Christ. And he loves you and he cares for you and he wants to set you free. Because let me tell you something. What people are complaining about now, these shadow entities, these alien abductions, these beings that are popping up left and right, these sightings that even the Navy, NASA, all of these world entities are telling you that there's something out there. When they really pull out all the stops, when they really decide to unveil what you and I already know that it's actually there, seducing spirits, diabolical entities, fallen angels, diabolical demons, I want you to be prepared for those days. Because they operate in fear. They operate via fear. And God does not operate how they operate. He has not given us a spirit of fear. So you have to have the Holy Spirit of God to give you discernment against these imaginations, these intrusive thoughts, these thoughts of anxiety, these thoughts of fear, these thoughts of worry. Because there's going to be fearful sights in the heavens. Some of them will be alien technologies that you and I don't know of, so of course people are going to say it's alien, but it's only alien because you don't know of them. But for those of you asking, where's the picture? Where's the 4K picture? Where's the video? Do me a favor. This week, I want you to take inventory of your thoughts in your mind. Write them down. Look at all of the wicked thoughts that come across your mind on a daily basis and start asking yourself, who is sending these thoughts to my mind? This is why the Word of God says, casting down imaginations to the Word of God. There are entities all around you. You know it and I know it. This is why we must surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear Son Jesus, and we want to thank you for being so awesome in our life. You warn us in 1 Peter 5:8 for us to be vigilant, for us to be sober. You warn us that we have an adversary and that his name is the devil, and he's as a roaring lion. He's walking around trying to devour people. You warn us of that. Yet we walk around this world always naive to the fact that there are entities around us and that these entities are studying us day and night. They place thoughts in our minds. They place deceptions in our hearts. They want our hearts to go back into Egypt and back into bondage. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, may you convict the hearts of my brothers and sisters in the Lord that is watching this video. May you open their hearts and soften their mindset so that they can understand that you are giving them conviction so that they can repent and turn back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, if there is anyone going through depression, anxiety, going through worries, going through fears, Heavenly Father, let them know that you care for them as their father and that you're calling them back home. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for taking the time to tune into this video. Would you consider doing me a favor? If you watched the whole content and you enjoyed it, consider pressing the thumbs up. This is a non-monetized channel, so that definitely does help out with the algorithm. Also, please place a comment in the comment section. Let me know how you deal with intrusive thoughts. Let me know how you deal with those battles. Share testimonies of how God has helped you overcome the quote-unquote paranormal. Also, thank you for considering supporting this channel. And take time to register on our online community, tfgministries.com. On our online community, it's free. If you need prayer, if you need encouragement, pass on by. We're there for you and your family. As always, I'm extremely grateful to all of you. On the screen, I'll leave you with a video. It's an interview that I did with Sister Tracy. Go ahead and check it out. Click on the video and check out the interview. We talked about a lot of things, about my past, ministry experiences, and much more. It would be a blessing if you click on that video that's on the screen right now and check out that interview, and also consider supporting her channel as well. So if you have time and you want to check out the interview, go ahead and click the video on the screen, and God bless you and your family always.